Hello everyone. Welcome back to our monthly favorites after our summer holidays. Because, you know, we both live in Europe and July and August, everyone's on holidays. That includes us as well. Yes. No. You had an American summer. North American, I'm sorry. I had actually quite a year summer, but in the same city where I live. I didn't move. Yay! So guys, we are back, and let me tell you, July and August were amazing for music. A lot of my favorites came back. So I will not stop fangirling during this episode, just alert, because it was incredible, at least from my side. My favorites came back. I had a lot of like amazing comebacks in hip-hop and R&B, amazing finds as well. I've talked about this in the monthly hip-hop and R&B discoveries because they were exquisite. They were amazing. Yeah. So it was such a good month. Well, a couple of months, actually. That is very true. You were also in a different continent. time difference was quite big. Yes. My July list is a bit more intense than my August list, actually. So yeah, we balance each other. There you go. So let's just start off with July then. We're going to have like a quick run through both months, talking about our main highlights. So let's just start with K-pop and July. So K-pop, Serial Based World debuted in July, and I am obsessed with this group. I'm watching compilations in YouTube. I didn't watch Boys Planet, but with the compilations, they absolutely got me, okay? They are hilarious, okay? So this is a 9-member project group formed by Mnet's competition, Boys Planet. We all have heard of Boys Planet, and we have a lot of memes about Boys Planet as well. So the final lineup includes Song Hanbin, Kim Yoon, Zhang Hao, Seok Matthew, Kim Tae-ryeki, Kim Yoo-bin, Park Geun-wook, and Han Yoo-jin. So this lineup is fantastic. I know a couple of them already for other projects, other ones from like series I've watched. Love this. I'm obsessed with this group. They're adorable. And their music started off just amazingly. I love the title track In Bloom. It is super fun, catchy, and I love how all the members have a specific moment to shine. Yes. I loved it. However, I really like NI because it's a mix of R&B, funk, and it's just such a jammy song. So you just vibe into it, you know. Loved it. Yes. Moving on, we also had an EXO comeback, so EXIST. I've been talking about EXO for the last couple of months as well because they released two pre-release tracks, and I really liked Hear Me Out. Yeah, the memes that came from the first one from Let Me In were hilarious. But anyways, EXO EXIST is a total non-skip. We expected this. It's all we expected from EXO. That's about it. My favorite songs are Cream Soda, the title track, because the falsettos in that song are insane, okay? These guys harmonize in falsetto. That is pretty insane, okay? Basically, yes. And I like No Makeup because it's EXO and R&B, and that is a mix that it's a must listen, okay? Loved it. We had also NCT Dream with ISTJ. And the Dreamers were back at it again with catchy music. So the title track ISTJ, it's just core NCT. That's about it. It's as crazy as you think, with that incredible R&B bridge. And probably, maybe, not sure. But if not, I'll play it to you because that bridge, it's amazing. Okay, it's like the change of beats, the sudden change of beats, and you're like, oof, you're hitting me. What's happening? Okay. Loved it. Yes. I love how the Dreamies keep, I think I keep saying this every time they have a comeback because I love seeing that they're growing musically and also they are adults now, which honestly trauma. But I still cannot. I still have the chewing gum ear in my head and curly hair Jisung, whatever. Okay, but in this album, they added a song called Yogurt Shake. That is, it's just so cute. It's just adorable. They have like this dance and they're shaking like a yogurt shake. And it's just super cute. And I'm like, oh my God, that's my NCT 2016, 2017. I'm actually not sure, but it's all pastels. I love it. It's so cute. Yes. Well, hopefully they're making that coin in Korea. Maybe they have a yogurt, a froyo place now in Seoul. We don't know. That would be amazing, though. I know that NCT opened a pop-up grocery shop, so they might as well have a froyo shop, you know? I mean, might as well. They're already in the grocery sector, you know? However, from these album, my favorite is still Broken Melodies because that song hit me in the feels. It's just so pretty to listen to. Let's move on with the next one. Our girlies from NewJeans came back with Get Up, and I think I literally was sending you all their videos every day when you were on holidays because absolutely shook. They keep outdoing themselves every time they have a comeback, and it is just mind blowing. Yes, yeah, same. It's the trumpets, I'm telling you. It is so good. Same, it is incredible. The concept, I love that concept. The first thing I did after that album came out was go to the music store and get the Powerpuff Girls version of that album. That's, yeah, I was like, you're hitting me right in my childhood feels. I am getting that album. Yes. So this EP, total non-skip, I think we can agree on this one. Every single song, it's unique and has something to offer. Musically, it's super rich, super nice, lovely listen. The storylines in the music videos, they're absolutely bonkers. They're artistic. They have like incredible artists behind it. We also wrote about the music video, so go and check out at the Cameo. We are obsessed. These girls are so good. Honestly, it's gone. Album of the year. That's a hard one because well, we're gonna talk about the in the following month, but we have a couple of good contenders here. Okay, moving on. Treasure reboot. And last time we had this, I forgot to mention T5, and I just added it towards the end. The minister, the subunit from Treasure. But they came back with Reboot, full album. They have like the T5 subunit, plus they have the rap line and they have the vocal line. So they have like these three different songs. And I think there was also a solo or two, I don't remember very well. But always hype music and Treasure, they go hand by hand. These guys love the hype and I really like their style. My favorite singles are the subunit singles, okay? No surprise. However, the one with the rap line Gold features Iyun Hyung from Big Mama, and oh my God. Oh my God. It's incredible. And then the way too, it's by the vocal line, a powerful and vocally rich ballad. It's so beautiful to listen to. Yes. So should we jump right into August K-pop or should we just go? All right. Okay. What about your July K-pop? Tell me. Right, yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes, that well, that mini was very R&B driven, which is expected from that pair, you know. They have the vocals for that. Honestly, same. Yeah, but I did not see them. I was seeing Masshonu and oh my God, what's his name? I remember the cute one. I forgot his name again. No, that one. That one, I put him with. Actually, I think he will be really good with the other vocalist, or maybe with their Ihyeon. Yeah. Yes, Juhani! Juhani and Seonwoo. I know, but you know, I always put Seonwoo and Juhani together because I think it will be like kind of a six subunit. You know? Yeah, well, anyways, interesting mini album. And I swear I know the members of the member from Onsta-X. I just having a moment. I know them all. I've seen them live, you know? Anyways, let's jump into August. And in August, again, a few of my favorites came back. We had Mamamoo Plus, Solar, and Moonbyul coming back with two rabbits. Adorable. Adorable. The fun, yes, adorable. The Dang Dang title track, oh my God, it's groovy, super fun. The dancing is super cute. Honestly, the TikToks that came out of that duo were hilarious. Every single thing they did in TikTok, it was hilarious. Loved it. Amazing. Amazing. It was hilarious. Well, anyways, from this mini album, I want to recommend obviously Dang Dang because it's such a fun song. And for jazz, I want to recommend I Like This because damn, the vocals. Amazing. Yes. I also want to talk about Yoon Somi. She came back with Game Plan. It's been a while, but she came back. Somi came back. You know? No more jokes. Yes, she released a very trendy mini album, and she was involved in the making of this release as well, which honestly really cool. Fast forward, really like the song, very EDM with the voguing elements. You know, the choreography is just fantastic. I keep seeing like TikTok challenges, super cool. Really liked it. Icon came back as well with Panorama. They released a special single album with two songs. I think that probably the members will start and listen soon, and this is why they're releasing like music so often. I do believe because Jay, I think he is a 92 or 93 liner, so I think he needs to go to the military. So this is a very soft mini album, okay? Very soft, a lot of like pop, about like soft pop, beautiful vocals. Very melodic rapping, all very cute. Love these two singles. NCT 2023. It happened. Okay. It happened. Yes, that's the baggy jeans one. So they came back, OT20 came back, and they killed it. The pre-release single Golden Age is still beautiful. They took a sample from a classical song and they turned it into this amazing track. Okay, beautiful. My favorites are Cold D, Because it's Taeyong, Mi, and Ten, that subunit, the Baby Don't Stop subunit. It is amazing. So this is a killer mix, we know it. And this song goes from playful to sexy in a heartbeat, and you're like, dudes, what is happening? You know? Very Tang and Taeyong together, you know? That's their power. I also want to mention Paddle, because that one brings together Johnny, Taeyong, Jaehyun, Mark, Seohyun, Henry, and Haechan. And it's kind of like hip-hop driven track with a touch of R&B. Fantastic instrumentation. They throw sax into it, they add piano into it. And honestly, I'm like, what is happening? It's just NCT being NCT. And then you have Haechan and Seohyun's killing it with amazing high notes. Okay. Chef Kiss, beautiful. A total non-skip. This album is solid, and this is, I think, it's a strong contestant from my side for album of the year because it is so good. It is really good. I liked. Hear me out. It's not that I'm biased. Hashtag I am. But I really like a few things that they did for this album. First of all, you know that SM has a pattern to always reuse a lot of the members, the same members, repeatedly. Many citizens, including me, we complained a lot about the other ones not getting the same spotlight. But for this one, the most used members weren't as used, and a lot of the other members took the spotlight. So I was loving this because we got new mixes, we got like the wonderful changes of like the normal, the standard. Exactly. Loved it. And we also get plus, we get the 7 Cents subunit and Taeyong and Ten together. So, you know. Honestly, the song is a vibe. Oh yeah, with the drama. It's 25:21. It's like a little piece of the drama, and then she does used to say baggy jeans. She says a name that it sounds a lot like baggy jeans, and then that's where it's coming from. It's honestly, it's hilarious. Everyone is doing it, and it's so fucking funny. Love it. Honestly, it's like a sticker. It grows in you. It did for me. I was blasting a sticker while driving in the city. People were probably asking a lot of questions. I was just vibing. You know, so that's about it for me for August. Tell me about your August. Okay. Yes, they did. And I think that they also, thanks to a Kingdom, they also took a hit in popularity because I saw like a lot more track because before with Haikyuu, you did I'm deep in K-pop, okay? So I did know them, but I don't know many people knew them. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh. Nice. Yes. Oh, nice. We that we do. Yes. Okay. Lovely. Yes, Acmo. Yes. Honestly, I have not listened to this single album, but I do know that they are number one in the Melon chart. Oh, nice. Absolutely. That release, I had it in my radar whenever that preview came out because, oh my God. Okay. It says it. Yes, absolutely. Makes sense. Yeah. We always love a good violin. It's just a couple of instruments that every time they added were like, yes. Yes. Now, do you know what I mean when I tell you that K-pop was fantastic July and August? Like, oh my God. It was a trip. I think whenever you were on your holiday, it was pretty tense on the K-pop. So I'm like, so she leaves the continent and everyone has a comeback. Honestly, it was hilarious. It was pretty insane. Honestly, I found it hilarious. I was like, she leaves the continent. We have like 6 months of like two or three releases a month, and then the full K-pop industry has a summer comeback. Day one, the summer hit indeed. Let's dive into hip hop and R&B. So for July, it's gonna be quite short, and also for August, I think. So let's just start with July. So hip hop and R&B, we had Essence. He released the album Jeogum Tong. Loved it. Very long album. It's like hip hop with awesome beats, total vibe. I really like the singles Ayo featuring Benzino because it's Benzino and Essence, fantastic mix. Kibom featuring Davida because that woman can sing, and then just the mix of the two of them was incredible. And How to Love, because all these singles have like a smooth vibe with a incredible mixing. Loved it to bits. Let's talk about Yooyoung. As I am in love with this man's music. That's the only thing I can say. As I Am is such a beautiful, beautiful song. It's incredible. So this single is a roller coaster of emotions for me, and I am in love with this song. So every time he sings, "Just Let Me Love You As I Am," I tear up a bit, and I'm just so beautiful. It's so cute. The music video is also so awesome. I think I featured it for music video recommendation because he's really there in the feels. He's amazing. Okay, so people, please listen to Yu Young's music. He's just really, really good. TikTok reacts. Let's listen to Yu Young. Let's go live. But his music and the lyrics, the fallout is really deep, you know. So you're like, wow. Wow. Well, anyways, moving on, I want to talk about Chanyu and her EP Wonderland. I love this woman. This is a new discovery for me. She debuted a while ago, but I just found her. She's a new artist under Beautiful Noise, the label. Yes, it was my personal highlight of the month besides Yu Young as I Am, because her vocal tone is soft, airy, and also very colorful. So you get a bit of like that range. It gives you the space to do a bit of everything musically, you know. The title track Your Love featuring Agmus, Lee Chang-hyuk, so nice. It's super pretty, but honestly, just the full EP is fantastic. I think Lee Chang-hyuk is featured in two songs. And honestly, the vibes in this EP are fantastic. Peak. Yeah. Let's move into August for hip hop and R&B. So Loco came back. It's been a while since Loco came back. I think it's been at least half a year. Maybe he got married. Maybe he was loving his newlywed face life, whatever. Yes, good job, but he was also working out. I was kind of shocked. I was like, Loco, what's happening? So in this dual single album, we get two sides of Loco. We get the aggressive rapping Loco, you know, like delivering those verses. Yes, yes, all of it. And then I Need Your Love, more Loco, the Loco we know. I'm not sure, but I love the soft fun Loco. It's very, very cute. I really like the two songs. Volvo is absolutely fire. It's just a type of aggressive rap I liking. It's just really, really good. I want to talk about CK and his album Pop A Lot. Again, an album on the very lengthy side. It's just CK at its best. He knows what he's doing. He likes his like peak auto tune. Vibey chill or rapper. But that is CK at this core, you know? I mean, it's very CK. I want to recommend Exotic and Toxic for the summer vibes. Also, I love the title. It's just very interesting. And I'm like, exactly. And it just Exotic and Toxic. Kind of, yeah, from his discography, I'm like, that's such a dope name, you know. I really like Can You Not featuring Lila Mars, because I love Lila Mars, and this duet is just amazing. On top of this, we get the OGs of Higher Music together. Yes, with the single All Right featuring PH1, Haon, and J Park. Very EDM driven and super, super cool. Okay. Moving on, we had Jemez, and this is another one that we love. So he released the album, the Zine Pink album, but with double Z sets. It's, I don't know how to pronounce that, the Zine. Honestly, hilarious. Love this full album. It's like smooth music meets hip hop. Amazing from start to end. Features by Verbal Jean, Palo Alto, Aleph, many more. Yes! Yes! Yes, yes. He's grown so much. Honestly, amazing. Amazing. I want to recommend Interstellar featuring Verbal Jean, because this song is a vibe, and also the sax. Oh, the sax got me, and I was like, yes, give it. Tell me about it. It's saxophones, trumpets, violins, or pianos. We're in for it, you know? Last but not least, on my hip hop and R&B for August, I want to talk. I think I spoke about them a few times, Zero Wave, because I'm obsessed. So they released the EP Aitult, and this girl group, their music is amazing. Their solo music is also amazing. I think I spoke about Vin over, I think it was in June maybe, I spoke about Vin. He's one of the members. Beautiful music, really well done. Fantastic. This EP has only four singles and they are just fire because they go into different, no, I wouldn't say genres, but they explore different types of music. And it's just the mixing is incredible. My personal favorite is Bad Habit because it's smooth, it's retro, it's still such a good listen. Love them, people. Go and check Zero Wave. Now tell me about your indie sides. Yes. Okay. Ooh. Ooh. Yes, absolutely. Oh, yes. Amazing, yeah. We love that. What can I tell you? With the piano and the violin, oh, we're in. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I watched that. So beautiful. So beautiful. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, nice. Ooh, jazz on piano. Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, that's interesting. Okay. Oh. That mixing. Amazing. I mean, it sounds very interesting, you know? Oh, swing piano, girl. Yes, absolutely. Oh. That is great. Well, we can agree on this summer being fantastic for music, definitely. It was a ride, and I was in for it. Loved it to bits. And I can't believe we were making it towards the end of the year. So we'll see, yes, a lot of concerts happening as well in the K-pop world. All right! Amazing! So a lot of happening in K-pop. You wait for that. Are we doing a Jada review? Right? Yes. So just a lot more things coming, guys, and we will see you next time with another episode of specials, monthly specials of Discover with a K. I don't know what's happening. I can't talk right now. So we will see you next month with a new list of our favorite releases of the month. And remember to head over to thekmail.com to see reviews, compilations of our favorite music released throughout the months. And yeah, that was it for Discovery with a K. Bye bye. That wasn't